You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 101, Anna Ang by They Might Be Giants. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll pay a visit to the bizarre alternate reality that is They Might Be Giants through their song, Anna Ang. First, though, a little bit about the band. They Might Be Giants was formed in the early 1980s by the two Johns, John Flansburg and John Linnell. They met as high school students in Lincoln, Massachusetts, where both of them wrote for the school newspaper. They also began writing songs together and experimenting with tape recorders. After high school, the two Johns went off to different colleges, but they met up again in 1981 and ended up moving into the same apartment building on the same day. Both were recording and they started playing on each other's demos. The quirky band, two guys, a guitar, sometimes an accordion, a drum machine, and weird electronic sounds, failed to capture the imagination of recording companies in the beginning, and they played some gigs and recorded a single and demo tape on their own with soundman Bill Krause. A series of mishaps left them temporarily unable to work or record in the conventional way, so Flansburg and Linnell started their dial-a-song telephone line, where callers could hear the home-recorded songs on their answering machine message. Eventually, that phone line would receive hundreds of calls every day. Having signed with Bar None Records, they released their first album in 1986, gaining some MTV success with the video for their first commercial single, Don't Let's Start. Played and promoted by college radio, the band acquired an impressive college audience and cult following. They Might Be Giants' quirky musical style borrowed from countless influences, including British pop, and their distinctive lyrics visited many obscure subjects, from little-known artists to unpopular American presidents. Their second album release, Lincoln, featured the single Anna Ang.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Anna Ang alternates between the viewpoints of the fictional Anna, a Vietnamese woman, and her counterpart on the other side of the world. If she shoots a bullet into the earth, it exits in his apartment, or is that backwards? Their worlds are opposite. Ang is a common Asian name, and the Johns may have picked it out of the phone book. The name Anna could also be a clever nod to Antipodes, the terminology used to describe two points exactly opposite each other on a globe.
All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot? And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating.
The song is characterized by a strong hammering rhythm from the guitar and drums, with occasional appearances of the accordion. John Linnell visited the 1964 World's Fair in New York. The DuPont Pavilion featured musical entertainment promoting a fantasy land of DuPont plastics and a magic show demonstrating chemicals. It was, like Anna Ang's world, upside down and unrecognizable.
Listen and hear my words, they're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want your half.
The line, "I don't want the world, I just want your half," was recorded not by Anna herself, but by a female friend through a telephone.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes.
After the success of their second album, They Might Be Giants signed with Elektra Records and released Flood, an album that went gold. The band's mainstream popularity peaked in the early 1990s when pre-grunge alternative music was strong, but their fans remain loyal. The band has never stopped touring and recording. The list of albums, compilations, and singles they've released both as records and on their website is incredibly prolific. They also do side projects and work with other artists, contributing instrumental parts and backing vocals for everyone from the Meat Puppets to Suzanne Vega. They recorded the theme for TV's Malcolm in the Middle, they've done albums just for kids, and they produce a podcast. Their websites include MP3 downloads, newsletters, interactive content, videos. It might not be the 1964 World's Fair, but the internet is as close as you can get to the upside-down world of They Might Be Giants. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.